Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ask Alex. You can email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Send us a direct message at Joe and Alex Show. And let us know what your question is. We'll try to get it figured out and try to get you on the air this morning. We're saying hi to Marley. Hi, Marley. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, you guys. I love you. I'm so excited to be on.
Oh, well, we love you too.
I listen to you on my way to class all the time.
Thank you so much. So what do you have going on?
Okay, so I'm calling in because something happened with my friend over spring break, and I don't know what to do about it. We went to Miami for spring break, and we had so much fun, but something happened that I don't really know how to handle. So we were just in a nightclub. We were dancing and, like, having drinks and, you know, doing the thing. And my friend was totally blackout drunk. Like, we were keeping an eye on her, you know, but she got brought up on stage to dance, and she totally went up, and it's no surprise. Like, she's such a hottie. She always gets asked to do that. And but this time, she was on stage, and there was this huge TV camera filming. Like, I don't know what for.
Like, Girls Gone Wild? Like, hey, these girls have had a good time and they're ready to get down. All right, Girls Gone Wild.
Or Jersey Shore.
Pork Chop has to bring the New Jersey reference in somehow, some way.
Yeah, it was something like that. Like, I'd never seen it before. And there was, I mean, there wasn't just one. There was a bunch. So I imagine it was something big like that, you know? But anyway, my friend, she was on stage and she flashed her boobs to the camera. And then,
that's pretty much going for it all. That's going for the win, right?
It was probably some indie filmmaker, and now it's going to, like, blow up.
I mean, I really don't know. And I'm worried because, like, you might be right. After she got off stage, we just kind of saw this guy with a clipboard, and she, like, signed something. She signed this release form, and it happened so quick, and, like, it was so crowded. Like, we couldn't get to her to stop her and, like, look over. And she's not, you know, she would never do that normally at all.
Right, she wouldn't do it sober.
No, she's not, like, I've never seen her, like, quite like that.
Yeah.
Okay, like, what kind of person is she?
Well, I mean, she's not usually much of a partier, okay? Which is why she was so out of control in the first place. Like, she doesn't.
Like, how so? Like,
I'm
when you
sorry.
Say she's not much of a
I
partier, what do you mean?
I don't believe this. I'll let her explain. But you don't just randomly have one or two drinks or have a bunch of them, and if you're a reserved person that doesn't party, then you're on stage flashing. No alcohol will make you go that crazy. But describe your friend, Marley. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, she's the leader of Sunday school at her church.
Whoa,
so,
no.
Yeah, this is not good at all.
Lord, help us.
So what happened after she did this? Like, you guys told her, obviously, you know, what had happened, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, we like, came in soft with it, I guess, because, like, you know, yeah, we've never seen her do anything like that before, and we didn't want to upset her, and she didn't, like, remember any of it. She was totally blackout. She doesn't remember any of it.
Okay, so you basically, right after it happened, when she was super drunk, you kind of, like, sort of asked, like, hey, do you know what you just signed? And she was kind of out of it, but now you're saying, like, she's sober, and so she doesn't know?
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't. So yeah. So, like, we talked to her after she signed it, and she was just like, whatever. And then we talked to her about it sober, and we didn't tell her about the cameras. Like, we told her that, like, she was dancing, she showed her boobs, but we didn't tell her about the cameras. But I am, like, scared that this is going to come bite her in the butt. Like, I don't know if I should call the club and, like,
it doesn't matter. She signed a release for Girls Gone Wild or whatever it is, that whoever is filming it. Once you sign that release, you sign the release. It doesn't matter if you are drunk or sober. I mean, I feel like if I was her, I wouldn't say anything. And then if it does come up, address it. Because what if it never comes up?
Yeah, but also,
you're at a church. Who at church watches that stuff?
It sounds like you're saying that she doesn't totally know now, sober, out of the spring break haze, what had happened. So also, you really have to be thinking, like, do you need to tell her actually what she did?
She knows what she did. There's no way she doesn't remember. Alex, you're telling me if you get drunk, you wouldn't remember hopping up on a stage and flashing your boobies.
Maybe not. It happens all the time. People do stuff they don't remember when they're drunk. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. Should Marley tell her friend the truth about what she did on spring break?
No, I wouldn't say anything else about it. Let it go. Because now you're just going to give your friend more stress, Marley, and that's not good for her. I mean, what has been done has been done. Well, what is she going to do? I guess that's the hypothetical question then. What is she going to do if she does know about it? What does that change, Alex?
Probably nothing, but it's at least knowing it's out there to be aware of it.
You could pay him off to delete it.
You think so?
Well, I don't know.
Why? How many things have you flashed on camera porch chat that you've had to pay off?
No, but never.
They don't even like know who recorded it.
True.
That's the thing. They don't know like who those TV cameras were for.
She had this coming to her. I feel like if you are a Sunday school teacher, you shouldn't put yourself in a situation like that.
I mean, would agree.
Go have a nice vacation. You don't have to go to spring break or something, you know? I don't know.
So just because like you believe in the Lord and you want kids to like believe in the Lord, that means that you shouldn't drink?
No,
or go on a trip with your friends.
It seems like an unnecessary risk to me. If you care that much about your career,
I think you can have a drink. But the Bible specifically, I mean, like in her case, like she's obviously a religious person. The Bible specifically talks about like not being drunk, which I'm not saying everybody's perfect at, but I mean, it does talk about that. And you know, you're always supposed to be representing like a Christian lifestyle. If you're someone that, you know, proclaims to be like some sort of teacher and that type of thing, you know what I mean? Like, so she has to know that she's kind of a role model.
Maybe she mixed up like the body of Christ in like a hot body competition. I mean, we've all been there before.